Now we are ready to talk. We are with Claron. I would like to introduce him, and I need help from him to introduce him. Claron is a music journalist, and his main theme of him is Goa, and I would like to hear also from him actually who is Claron. I thought that would help.
There are two topics that I was writing about mainly, and then I've been I've been doing streams of journalism, like political journalism and things like this, whenever the time required it. So I'm a freelance journalist. I've always been freelance. And once there was a newspaper that came, a very big newspaper came into Goa and pulled away the full staff of a small newspaper, which was in Goa. And that was the only time I went and I worked with this small newspaper, because there was nobody there to work. And someone had to do the pages. So I walked in there, and that was the only time I was connected with the newspaper house. But otherwise, I've always been free, mainly into music.
You got the feeling from the paper of newspaper, of journalism?
Well, you get the idea of how technically things work, how you can make the first page, headlines, what goes in the second page, the third page, the local news, the nation news, and things like
and this. And the manager.
Yeah, how newspapers have this official way of sorting out things.
This is important. what they were doing before technology, before digitalization.
That is a very funny thing, because all of my articles are not on the web. Most of my articles are not on the web, because when I was writing, I started writing in 1997, 1998, 1999. Mm-hmm. That is when I started. And there were no websites for newspapers that time.
Yeah.
So till today, all that I have written, like when the websites for newspapers started coming and they started archiving their material and things like this, that was just like 2010 onwards.
Do you want to share them one day with the people somehow?
Yes, I'm actually...
As a nostalgia?
Yeah. And that is what's going on in that show from Goa with Love. It's a show that we've started on Boost the Vele.
Yeah.
Every 9 o'clock, second week of the month.
And cool.
This is what I'm featuring these articles, because you will never find these articles. But the information exists. The perspective exists, and the journalist also exists.
All right. If people are interested, they can follow the show of name with
From Goa with Love.
And in which daytime?
It takes place at 9 o'clock on the Sunday, and it's every 2 weeks.
So every two weeks.
Yeah, this coming Sunday it will be at 9 o'clock.
Cool. What is music journalism?
Music journalism means you're writing anything that comes from that particular place or region, which you, like you take a particular region, like say Goa. Okay, so everything that comes with music in Goa, you start writing about it. Now, incidentally, Goa is a tourist place, as we all might have some idea. It is hugely a tourist place, and there are many musicians who come from all over the world. So it's nice to write about, musicians like this. One of the musicians was Estas Tone. Estas Tone is used to walking on the beach barefoot in this beach called Arambol, and he used to play the guitar by the waterfall. You know, he used to go alone and play the guitar. And he comes to Stuttgart, and there is a ticket of 80 euro for one person when he comes to Stuttgart. So you see, there is a side of musicians that they expend also on the beach, and you get to meet a lot of them. And that's what my thing was all about, music journalists and people who are into theater. And you meet everybody in Goa somehow. It's so funny. Once I met some person from this movie, Ben-Hur, you know. It's supposed to be a very popular movie, classic movie and all that. And the person who was playing the Pharaoh in this movie, he happened to come to Goa, and he's like chilling with us at one of these events and parties. So you get to meet a lot of people. That's why music journalism is a nice thing to be into.
You also make your connections with the music journalism. You meet new people who is interested in music and has a background with politics or want to have background with politics. So it's good. And you are living in Tübingen.
Yeah.
You are interested to make Goa parties, I guess.
Well, this was what everybody said here. You shouldn't be making Goa parties because you're from Goa. But it's actually, I'm not interested in anything. I'm interested in living my life. And, you know, it would be very nice to have others live their lives and have a good time basically living life and celebrating life at a party together.
Mm.
But I'm not here for any such thing. In fact, I'm here for family.
Mm-hmm.
And as a journalist, as a freelance journalist, I'm continuing a lot of work, and that's why we are hitting about some stories. Some of the stories were also from Goa, even the last 2 weeks ago on Newcomer News, when there was a protest about coal. And as you know, in the world, we have decided not to use more coal and use more other types of energy. So there was a protest in our state in Goa also. So to start the movement against coal, I mean, India's got 70% running on coal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that means you're playing against the tide. It actually means people are so conscious that they're actually telling you, okay, we know you're using a lot of energy, but we can be different and we can do something different. So they're actually having demonstrations against this. This is a big thing, you know. And luckily, the world is also saying the same thing. That is why they're not alone.
And what is the solution instead of coal? Solar energies, wind energies?
See, the thing is, the solutions are many as we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our place where we come from is a tropical place. The place where I come from is Goa.
Mm-hmm.
That's got sunshine all the time. So, obviously, solar is a brilliant option there. If you have some very good resources or some machinery, you can have solar fields and you can really... The government, in fact, has even given subsidies. If you have a solar plant in your terrace and you get electricity for your house and you get more electricity from the sun, you can sell this electricity. There are schemes like this, but not so many people know about this. And then there are crony capitalists who are into some type of stream, like, for example, coal.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the small ones come up, it's a little bit competitive. And competition doesn't work with big fish also. No? So there's a lot of energy resources which can be used. There's wind energy. There is also gas from the cattle. You know, this one, they call it when the cow dung of the cattle, the shit of the animals.
Yeah.
You can extract electricity out of this as well.
I know people are using it to heat the oven.
Yes.
So there are many healthy options.
Yeah.
We want to mention. And do you think is it the time to talk about that accident? What happened in Goa and the background of it?
Yes, like you said, the first thing to say about this episode is to be with the families of the bereaved people, we call them in English, the bereaved people who were unfortunately there when that happened, and that claimed like some 25 lives. So the first thing, if you have to start this conversation, is to pay respects to the families of these people. And now we can talk about everything else. What would you like to know?
I was wondering how it happened, and in this club, what was the accident? You already explained me. I guess this would be a question for listeners too. How happened that accident, and how did you hear about it? Do you have some? You had some friends who was in.
Yeah,
a
German friend of mine, a girl, she's living in Berlin. She sent me a voice message and said, "Hey, look, I heard something.
Mm-hmm.
Please confirm this. You're the journalist." So that is how I first heard of it. In fact, even I had not heard of it. And then I made a call or two and I saw the news as well. And it was already out And like you said very correctly, it is an accident. And we are here to take care of things that should not happen again. You know, that's what I believe that we are all responsible for. All of us.
Okay? Sure.
For every accident that takes place, there are accidents that take place. And then we make sure these don't happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, to answer the question about the accident, the whole understanding is a little bit trippy because nobody, like, when you hear, for example, the word Goa,
mm-hmm.
I understand that many people from here think of Goa as music or party and things like this, no? The reference to Goa, was that also like that for you?
Not directly, but also, yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know that is the reference to things. Now, the funny part is, there is a very distinct feature about the Goa psychedelic party, or the Goa party, or the Goa music.
Mm-hmm.
There is one very distinct feature. It is basically loud music outside. It is dancing underneath the stars. Why? Because we are a tropical paradise.
Mm-hmm.
So, of what I know from the childhood when I was there, there was only one discotheque, okay, which we would call a disco.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest were all like bars with music playing and things like this. And they were not wanting to become discotheques because nobody ever heard of a disco in Goa. Why? You have nice weather.
Yeah.
You can go outside. In winter, it's 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's really pleasant to go and dance out in the stars, like, you know.
It's, and it's not comfortable to be inside in that warm.
Definitely.
It's
not comfortable. Mm. And that is why the entire distinct feature of Goa is outdoor. Now comes this accident. Now, this is where we have to understand why a disco is actually built in any place in the world. It is built because of demographic possibilities of less place. Like in cities, it's an urban culture thing, you know. In urban culture means when you're in a city, you have lesser place, so you can build a place where you can have people to come close by, have a dance and go back, you know. That is why discos were built. Also in Europe, if you go for a party outdoor, everybody is very happy. The reason they have discos is because it's cold. It is really, really freezing cold to be outside in December.
Yeah.
So that is why they built the discotheque and built four walls that you can dance inside with everything. But a place like Goa, it's a tropical place, man. Why would you even think of going inside a room? And these are parties which have been taking place outside since the 60s. Okay. Then comes one person who was on the beach, and I will tell you the story of the first ever disco. Okay, this first ever disco ran for many years, and it was running from some 1978 and all that. But to be very honest, they were a small restaurant on the beach serving the staple diet of Goa, which is fish curry rice. And in the evening, they would even sell some liquor. And that is how there were more people gathering there. The tourists who were coming were able to get a little bit of liquor, and then they started playing music and they saw more tourists are coming. So they built a small stage, you know, the size of the studio. Wooden plank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still remember it. And that is how it started. And then it became a building with a glass thing outside and, you know, the most poshest club ever with whites and things like that. Of course, this is a matter of moving on with the times. Nothing wrong about it. But there was only another club, which was actually opened up by one of my very good friends who passed away in South Goa. And when he opened this club, it was opened up by one of the people whose wife was from Austria. And they checked the laws of how they build clubs in Europe with fire, security, you know, and all these things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we built this club. It was called Avlok. This was the only club in the South Goa, the second one which ever came in Goa. Okay, and it was built only for the locals, actually. So when in the evening, people would go to bars and have a drink. Now they can come to a pub and have a drink, you know. It was an upgrade, an upgrade as such. It was not meant as an entertainment system, because we ourselves would close the disco and go to party in Anjuna. After the discotheque was closed at 5 o'clock in the morning, you close when people are gone. We ourselves would go to the party and party in till sunrise, you know, as usual how the parties are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is an open space. Now, when we build these sort of things, we have to have proper regulations. At least in Europe, there are regulations. So if we were to look at another place where everything is more set, you see that every building has to have a fire safety situation, you know. See, when I organize a party in Pflegehof, Pflegehof is one small student Wohnheim here in the center of the city of Tübingen, yeah. When we organize this thing, we have to do soundproofing because it is actually a student Wohnheim and there will be neighbors who will get disturbed. When we do the soundproofing, we have to do it with cloth, which is certain material which is not burning. If you don't do this, if you put just cloth like that, the police can actually fine you for this thing, because you are creating a space of danger possibility. Okay, so these are refined societies. Our society is cool, but it's not got its administrative policies in place for regulation, you see. So what's happened in this particular place? It was actually an area which has a water body where this disco is, mm-hmm. you know, which this accident took place.
Water body, what is that?
Yeah, it's a small lake-like area. It was a salt pan. It was earlier a salt pan, this place. You know what's a salt pan?
No.
Where you extract salt out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was actually a salt pan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a small space there where somebody built something. And this gentleman happens to come from another space. He took over that place. It is already
occupied.
Yes. Mm. He actually encroached. Okay, and there's no paperwork regarding this place, as the newspapers and the reports have confirmed. Okay, so he had already gone in this place and he had made a space where you could have these entertainment events, and he was having these entertainment events. And because it was of this type of nature, he had not paid attention to these factors. And nobody does. Nobody really pays attention to these factors unless someone is really smart, you know. Like, that's why we also don't have too many parties on the beach. And when we have the parties on the beach, we already have a crew there who knows where the possible points could be if fire can get caught, you know.
Yeah. So these are important details. Yeah.
And these things are something which only people who have been creating these events for years, only they will be so sharp about it. Otherwise, you have to have some regulation about it, which there isn't. So this is why we have a possibility of an accident more than anything else. Now, if we were to set this right, it means the government or whatever we call a government or the administration has to, you know, put some guidelines in place.
Mm-hmm.
And to be very honest, Goa has been a tourist place since 60s. They became a tourist place because many people from all over the world came and started partying there. Okay, so because of the Goa parties, we said, okay, guests are coming over, we have tourism. So these parties started the tourism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They should have kept this alive rather than looking for these places like building discos, you know, which are totally, you know, not regulated anyways, and can give the wrong type of model for a tropical paradise like Goa, you know, because this, mm-hmm. then these things will also happen. So, the last thing I want to tell you is we don't have a tourism policy as a state. Mm-hmm. The administration has not pulled up its socks yet to have a tourism policy, and Goa tourism is existing since the 80s already. The parties were here first since the 60s. Then we started Goa tourism in the 80s. But till today, which is 2025, we don't have a proper tourism policy formulated, and hence, there's no regulation for every tourism activity. Tourism activity? This would have come under a tourism activity if it had to come under any activity. This type of...
In this part, were there many tourists?
Well, Goa gets a lot of tourists every year.
In this part that the accident happened?
Yes.
Hmm.
It was one of these nights.
Yeah. it definitely needs a policy for everything, for the events, for for everything. It needs policy for tourists and for other important things. What I want to say, I forgot.
Because this ultimately comes down to how we can make things better, if that is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Then it looks like there is no answer to this, but actually there is. The answer is simple, where you can, because it is a DIY situation.
Mm-hmm.
In a place like Goa, it is a DIY situation.
And when this policy happens, they can maybe also include it. Some people want to go to disco, then go to disco, but this is the thing that you need to take care of it, and
exactly
then give a license.
Then give the licenses, yeah. Exactly. And incidentally, this one did not have a license anyways. So that also means that the administration is allowing such things to take place. And it's not really a point of acceptance, because there have been protests about things like this. And now after things like this happened, it's a serious situation, you know. So we got to understand how things work. Now, if you think about it, Goa, which is having the parties on the beach and the Sai scene, okay? The people in Goa themselves are not aware of this. The people in Goa are thinking when they go to Europe, they see the discos and they also want to come and have discos in Goa.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this could be a point of view. But what has been happening is in Goa is actually parties since the 60s, only in open air and spaces which don't disturb people. Okay? So, this, if it just, kept
you
alive...
You don't want to have it as an indoor event. This has to be outdoor.
It makes no sense having it outdoor, having it indoor when you have a possibility of the environment, of the weather. Okay, if it's raining, you can go inside. But if it's going to be sunny all the time and things like this, you can put up a shade and have a good time. And we have been doing this. It's not like this has not been happening. It's been happening since the 60s. Only was not recognized. So the government or the administration, when they took control, mm-hmm. they started looking at it as a more elitist affair, or attracting, you know, more people, so you will get more money. But the point is not more. Now we have so much that we can't handle it. The point is how to generate quality within your structure. Parties in Goa had only one simple thing. One thing around the parties. They were simple. The core of Goa tourism was simplicity. Now if you pump in money and things like this, and you can make things much better, of course. Money is very useful. But if you go over the top, then you can also make things like this, you know.
Thank you for the all informations. We talk about Goa. Let's listen to Goa music then to finish this our story with the music, and to say that we are complaining about, but we are still living our life.
No complaints here. All good.
No, to make it better, I guess we are allowed to.
Yeah, the critique. Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
So from this one?
Actually, what was playing on SoundCloud earlier was actually an artist from Goa, which is already playing down, yeah.
This one?
Yes.
Something a little bit faster?
Let me check, because there was a point where these guys go fast. Oh no, they are still there. Okay, we'll get you something. let me type this word called... Okay, this is a little heavy, okay? I hope the listeners can manage this. But let's take something a little bit lighter maybe. Something like this. But the Goa that we know of, that you're talking about, has no place here. So we will have to look for another thing where Goa is.
Where can I find nice Goa in Spotify?
Something like this.
Radio.
دل لالا منی حالا بیج شوانی دستن با و ماشتم سناف جو کش کبرا دای دور بندیش واره دوزا ولاج بیر نکم دل دخوازه وگره چه بکم از نکارم کرم من بس وگره کرم من بس وگره اوه مل ریقتی یا اسپیر بو مه باوه تکال ترشو تالش بو مه جیان کوره من بسه وگره لبنده تمه
اسپیر بو مه باوه تکال ترشو تالش بو مه جیان Kurumin besa vegara, libenda teme. Experiments with poetry and Goa.
Can see it's the end of 7 minutes and 62.
You can be in the world and use the things of the world.
Yes, indeed.
And we were into some poetry for some time. Also talking about, I'm not sure what, but this was in Kurdish, was it?
Yes, that is the lyric of Kurdish song. In the song, he's talking to the mother and say, "I miss you," and the mother is answering. It's like a
conversation
dialogue. Yes, and yeah, they are talking each other with the poetic way.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I try to improvise.
We had this other thing also that we were going to talk about. You remember the Omas?
Omas was angry. We want to talk about Omas.
The Omas. Well, they're not really angry actually. They just they're quite consistent with their protest, and they've been having these protests since last 7 years. And that was the point of conflict because they were having a placard. The placard was saying, "Omas gegen Recht." Now, what do you understand of this, Ahmed?
Oma gegen Recht?
Yeah. What does this mean to you when you read this?
I see
no, like
power.
What is the meaning of Omas gegen Recht? This three words.
Oma's grandmother's against racism.
Rights, they are saying. Hmm. The right.
So the
not racismus, right.
Indirectly, it's about racism. So the right seeing people there.
That's where
known
I
want, with racism.
That's where I asked these people. I stopped them. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. So you're saying there is no left extremism. There is only right extremism. Because if you're saying right extremism, by all means, there can also be left extremism.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And maybe we are not really talking about hating the people. We are talking about targeting not the people, but the idea.
Sure.
Yeah. If you're saying sure here,
mm-hmm.
The Omas also said the same thing. And I said, then, my dear ladies, why do we have to keep going in a circle? Because today you say right.
What would you prefer to say?
Rechtsdenken. I suggested this to them and they said, yes, this is actually correct. But they have been running this thing for the last 7 years. Okay. This organization. And that is why it is difficult to change the name from Recht. And it agreed very clearly. Just like you agreed. It's actually against the idea. It's not against the people. We don't want to hate the people. But we want to, you know, target their idea and talk about their idea of this, you know, racism is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it makes no sense to hate a person. And they agreed with me. They said, yes, you're totally right. But, you know, our organization was there since 7 years. And, you know, we made this construct of right and left. And now we are trying to understand this like this. But that makes very less sense. They themselves say, because if you say right extremism, there will also be left extremism. And just because it's not recorded, you know, does not mean that it does not exist. So the idea of going from right and then left extremism is extremism, no?
Since there is no organization, Goga Oma Kagan Links,
yeah.
I guess this...
It makes very less sense then. I told them and they were like agreeing with me. They're saying, yes, you're right. But they have been here since 7 years, so it's difficult for them to change the name. He told me this very honestly.
But it's not very rhythmic to say Omas Gagens Rechtsdenken. It's not very rhythmic.
What are we talking about? The content or the rhythm? You tell me.
We are talking about both. Omas can decide it, I am with Omas. If they think that this is correct,
absolutely,
then...
They told me it is wrong.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking about it. They told me it is wrong. They agreed it is not right. They agreed Rechtsdenken would be the exact thing mm-hmm. to actually
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed on one point. They agreed because they said we are here for democracy. And the question was, okay, how are you going to try to make democracy when you're making an us and them between some right and some people are left with this categorization? How can we create a democracy here? You're actually separating the people rather than creating a democracy, because you have to come together. Then she points out to another placard down from the same organization, and they said, we müssen zusammen stattfinden.
Zusammen stattfinden.
Yeah, we have to find the common ground together. And it's very lovely that they are actually thinking like this, you know. They agree that it's somehow not exact when you say it, Omas Gagen Recht. But the reason that they are not able to change it was because this is an organization that they have been writing this thing since the last 7 years. So the question was, you want some people from the right, or you call right, to give up their idea. But you can't change a word. You know?
It is possible. They have they have to think about it at least as mm-hmm. a proposal. Mm-hmm. And and now this is, they have right to answer this. If you want to reach us with our Instagram account or with the email,
yes,
you
yes.
can call the radio and ask the Newcomer News. And we're going to help you. And maybe we invite you to the studio and to talk about it.
Yes, because dialogue can't be stopped. That's a very important thing that we were all agreeing on the other day, the Omas and all this. We have to keep on talking. We cannot stop talking. You cannot close the doors on people.
We need the communication, but complete communication, not with one way from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
Also from B to A.
Correct.
Yeah.
We are with the Omas. If the Omas are on this page, we are with the Omas.
Of course. Big respect.
So what else do you have in the
We can choose a song and send to the with the remembering Omas.
They're very sweet, very nice people.
Both of them?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Mine as well.
But Omas are always the best and they always will be the best cooks that ever existed. So, what song are you thinking of?
Actually, the song before was with name Daye. In Kurdish means not Oma, but Mama, mother. So, we already listened.
Okay.
We can think something else also. Do you have something in mind?
Well, actually, Mama. Mama was a band from Tübingen, actually. And it was a rap group which started because of a student, Vege.
And Mama?
But you can't find them here. They are in one of the folders in Newcomer News, which I've put a couple of years ago. But
okay.
It's a very interesting stuff because he was a rapper.
Nice.
Yeah, and they even made a video.
We cannot find in Spotify, you said, no?
No, I don't think so. But let's play what's this Mama's Hat Gesagt.
Mama Hat Gesagt.
let's see what this song is.
I don't know what they are saying. I don't know.
Zido. Ah, okay. Let's just play it. It's nice.
Let's try.
Mama Hat Gesagt.
Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Und heute singen alle mit. Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Begaben wir ein Glück, meine Mama hat gesagt.
Ich soll brav sein, schon seit Tag 1. Pack jede Mark in dein Sparschwein. Doch ich wollte nie normal sein, muss ja voll die Qual sein. Steht irgendwann auf meinem Grabstein.
Mama hat gesagt,
bla bla. Scheinbar hör ich keinem zu, seit ich klein war. Ich soll Polizist werden, doch das wäre Schwachsinn. Da müsste ich mich ja immer selber verhaften. Ich soll Lehrer werden, ich soll an die Zukunft denken. Doch auch als Lehrer würde ich Schule schwänzen. Sorry Mann, ich hab nen Schaden. Mir ist egal, was alle anderen sagen.
Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Und heute singen alle mit. Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Begaben wir ein Glück, meine Mama hat gesagt.
Hör auf dein Herz, Junge, kenn deinen Wert, Junge. Geh deinen Weg und auch aus Fehlern kann man lernen, Junge. Du bist ein Astronaut, greife nach den Sternen, Junge. Nur du selber setzt die Grenzen, scheiß auf Erdkunde. Mama hat gesagt, lass den Dingen ihren Lauf. Sie hat gesagt, Junge, lass deine Gefühle raus. Und darum fall ich immer mit der Tür ins Haus. Darum schieß ich ab und zu mal übers Ziel hinaus. Ich weiß, mein Lehrer hätte es anders gewollt. Aber was soll's, heute hängt die ganze Wand voller Gold. Mama hat gesagt, ich bin aus nem anderen Holz. Und heute sagt sie, Junge, Mama ist stolz.
Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Und heute singen alle mit. Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven.
meiner Mama gesagt, Mama, Mama, mach dir keine Sorgen. Von bisschen Scheiße bauen ist noch keiner gestorben. Ich weiß nicht, warum ich mir so schwer mache. Ich weiß, es ist heiß und fast wieder auf die Herdplatte. Tanz aus der Reihe, obwohl ich nicht tanzen kann. Immer am Labern, als säß ich im Kanzleramt. Man bringt mich nur zum Schweigen mit Panzerband. Mein Therapeut sagt, ich hab einen Knall wie ein Ballermann. Hab fürs Erwachsenwerden keine Zeit. Das Leben ist schwer, doch ich nehm's leicht. Ich bin nervig, laut und dreist. Dass mir das nicht leid tut, tut mir leid.
Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Und heute singen alle mit. Meine Mama hat gesagt, wenn ich will, kann ich alles werden. Also wurde ich ein bisschen verrückt. Ich war nur in der Schule, um alle zu nerven. Begaben wir ein Glück, meine Mama hat gesagt.
Thank you.
We are coming end of our show. This was Newcomer News. We are here every Wednesday between 3 and 5. Our repetition is Thursday at 6 a.m. Keep follow us. You want to say something?
Well, it's all been said. This is Boostavelle 96.6 FM. We've been on Newcomer News show. We've been talking about a few things. One amongst them being a small mishap, actually a big mishap in a place. A mishap is a mishap anyways. And we've also been talking about the Omas from two different spots in this world. Incidentally, both the places start with G.
And we want to have a response from them to invite them to the studio.
Well,
any Omas can... And also grandfathers?
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Yes, you know, we need to listen to them too.
The Omas and the Opas are always lovely.
Yeah.
And will always remain lovely.
Nice. And we listen a lot of music. I try to sing and... did I read poem? Maybe yes.
Yes.
In the
recited some poem.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. While Psytrance was going
improvised,
on.
improvised.
Was lovely.
With the Goa music. Yeah. Thanks for listening us. Thanks for being with us. Keep follow us. We are trying to do something well. If you want to be part of our team, just keep in touch.
Have a lovely one.
Ciao.